We're now joined by head coach Jeremy Austin of the Trenton Bulldogs. Trenton starts 0-1 in the Grand River Conference. They got a chance to get it back to 1-1 as South Harrison, team that got in the win column last night against Maysville, will be the opponent on Friday. Gallatin on Tuesday, as Trenton is now, I think it's 3-4 on the season, if memory serves from last night. We'll talk about the Bulldogs here. A couple of losses after a good win a week ago against Marceline. Coach Austin, yeah, as I say all the time, I'd ask you how you're doing, but I know last night was kind of a tough night. So from a coaching standpoint, probably ready to get the guys in the gym and get better today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a lot of poor performances is what it was last night. And, you know, we're not so good that we can absorb multiple poor performances on the same night. We didn't execute very well offensively. Our passing was kind of all over the place. We started out pretty well handling any sort of pressure, and then as the game went on, we just kind of abandoned that system and made some questionable choices on how we were going to do it. And, you know, they're a good team. They made us pay for that. Had a kid come off the bench and hit a bunch of shots, and really most of them with a hand in his face. So, you know, that was just too much for us to overcome.
Yeah, as I said when I was doing the write-up on the website this morning, you made a couple of runs at Princeton. It's just when you're on the road and you're making runs from 14, 15 down, it's hard to come all the way back.
Yeah, we did what we needed to do there late in the fourth quarter. We got some fouls and some people on the line. They missed some shots, and we had opportunities. We just didn't score in transition, and we didn't score in the half-court set. So, you know, we did what we needed to do strategically. We just didn't go ahead and finish the play.
We talked after the Chillicothe game about how, you know, I thought he was certainly missed from a depth perspective on Friday night because, you know, you got pretty thin with, you know, injuries and with Max fouling out against Chillicothe. But I thought especially last night that that having Jaron last night would have made a huge difference in kind of the energy level and just getting that run out and things like that against Princeton.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. You know, really, we've been transitioning Jaron into going on one guard, so we can kind of free up Dylan to get a few moves in, which is, he's just a pretty good shooter. And if we can get him away from the ball a little bit, that helps his chances to get open and make his plays. So, you know, about the time we start that transition and feel comfortable with it, he goes down and still isn't able to go at all. So, you know, that's a pretty major hit for us. And then, you know, I thought Carson did a great job bouncing back. He was pretty black and blue. There wasn't tons of inflammation in there, but he's a pretty tough kid. He was able to get up and go. His injury was significant, but it wasn't as bad as Jaron, so he was able to get back out there and play ball. And it looked pretty good. I had a good night for us, I thought.
So are you looking at about January 1 for Jaron? What's kind of the update on him?
You know, my goal was to see him on the floor sometime toward the end of next week. I don't know if that's still realistic or not. You know, we just got to kind of wait on that. I'd hate to make too many predictions on it at this point. There's still a lot of swelling in it, and it's went down quite a bit, but, you know, it's a slow process.
I'm sure he's getting used to getting the foot in the old ice tub, right?
Yeah, I think he's had enough.
He wants to be out
wait
there playing.
Wait till he gets taped every day. He'll be pining for the days of just being in ice.
So, you know, this is an easy thing to say after you lose your conference opener, but you don't want to go 0-2. So, you know, bottom line is Friday, you got South Harrison coming into your place, and it's a really big game for your team.
Yeah, I agree. You know, they're all big games. We got opportunities to win every game that we're in basically this year, so, you know, we need to take advantage of those. And, you know, I haven't seen this group ever play. Really, I haven't seen very many Trenton teams just in general go out and play two poor games in a row. That doesn't mean that we don't get beat a couple games in a row and those kind of things, but it's not for a lack of improvement on there. They generally are just good kids. They work hard and they get things figured out. They know what they did wrong in this one, and any of them that are unsure, they'll get reminded here before too long anyway. So I think that they're all going to be on the same page, and we'll expect to see, you know, a big improvement here come Friday night.
Did you feel like, you know, there was a raggedness offensively where you just couldn't get a good rhythm going? Was a part of that, was that forced by Princeton and kind of your inability to really handle their pressure defense well, Coach?
Yeah, I would say. You know, Princeton's the type that they're going to play pretty strong defense, but as you extend it longer and longer against it just kind of naturally falls off. That's the trade-off that you go with when you play that style of basketball. So you kind of got to be patient, and our patience didn't match what you know, what it needed to be. So if we could just slow down a little bit once we've broken any pressure and we see that there's not an easy transition basket there, we can just execute, run the offense, wait until things break down, because, you know, if spot for spot, I think we got guys that can score against him. We just weren't patient enough to go ahead and identify that one spot and take advantage of it.
I know, you know, if and buts and we're candy and nuts, you know, that's the old statement there. But if you're at full strength, Max doesn't foul out, you know, there's a lot of buts there. But if, you know, if those things happen Friday with the way you played, I think you win that game at Chillicothe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I agree with that. I think that if we get an opportunity to play them again, it'll be toward the end of the season. And, you know, that's when we want to see them again. We get an opportunity to play them in districts. That would be just an ideal situation. You got to hope that we'll be back to full strength. And we're usually playing our best basketball in the second half of the season. So, you know, I'm optimistic that if we get the chance, we'll take care of business and make it a little bit more fun for the Trenton people.
Yeah, we know Chillicothe's in districts, and I know Carrollton's down there, obviously Higginsville, because I think that's where districts are. It's going to be a different look for you guys at the end of the season this year with some of the teams you might match up with.
That time of the year, I don't mind taking the long drive. We'll go all the way to Higginsville, and we'll go play ball there. And, you know, I like our chances against any of those teams that are there, and, you know, we hope we get things turned around here in the short run. But, you know, if you look down the road quite a ways, I think we got a good chance of being successful.
What pleased you with the way that you guys played down at Chile on Friday, Coach?
You know, I don't think that we have issues with these guys just giving up on stuff. They keep playing hard all the way through, even when we're not having success. And even last night, there were a few issues I thought that we kind of let up off the gas when we shouldn't have. But for the most part, we played hard. We just didn't play well or effective. So you got to hand it to these kids. They work their butts off all the time, and they're like that in practice too. There's not much quit in them, so that's what has to happen in order for us to keep getting better. Because we don't really have that one guy we can just give it to and then let them take over a ball game. That's just not something that we've had much here in Trenton. We've had a lot of guys that'll work hard, and when they play well together, they're pretty good. And if we start kind of getting mixed up there and people start to panic and try to do more than what their role calls for them, that's when we start to fall apart. So, you know, I think our effort was good. I thought our rebounding was much better in that ball game. I thought we played pretty strong defense. We even did a decent job against playing a little bit of man-to-man, and that's normally not our strongest defense. So, you know, I think there's a lot of positives from it. I think it's probably one of our best games of the year. And really, you know, the ifs and buts is as real as it gets, because, you know, we got people kind of dropping like flies, and if we can get that under control, that'll help us a lot.
Yeah, and I know you don't get the entire Christmas break off once you get through the Gallatin game because you got holiday hoops, but you do get enough time off around Christmas that hopefully that'll get some of the guys healthy at that point.
Yeah, that's my hope, too. We can get everybody back to healthy and full strength, and, you know, hopefully way before that. So there's not much we can do here except, you know, go through the protocol and take care of them the best that we know how. And, you know, I think fortunately they got good parents that are right there on top of these things and making sure they're not trying to do too much, and that'll help us a lot too.
This is probably, you know, it's about 3 weeks down the line, but it's within the month. On the 5th, you get to go back to Benton where you were last year, and you played really well there last year, and you get to play the Benton Cardinals on their floor on the night of January the 5th. Are the guys excited for that opportunity?
Yeah, it is. It's a good opportunity. It's fun to go down there and play, and it's something that not a lot of schools have got the opportunity to do, so we're glad to be a part of it and look forward to the chance to go over there and play some good basketball.
Absolutely. So when it comes to South Harrison, Coach, what have you seen on film? What do you know about them? What are the challenges Friday?
I know they've got some talent. I haven't seen tons of film on them yet. We just, you know, I'm a one game at a time guy, so we're, you know, we'll get in the film room and we'll see quite a bit over these next couple of days. But, you know, they're a team that's capable of beating us. I don't think they're on the same level as Princeton is, but, you know, they're a team that if we don't go out and play well, we're going to be in trouble. Just like last year, we go over there and we play pretty poor, and they managed to squeak it in a double overtime game. So, you know, we got a score to settle here, and hopefully the guys see it the same way.
Yeah, this is where the schedule starts to get interesting, and this is where it's fun to be in a conference, because now you get Gallatin on Tuesday. They lost last night, a close one to Putnam County. They got Princeton coming to their barn on Friday, and then they come to our place on Tuesday, and we've seen Gallatin. So I know at this point you got a much better idea on what Gallatin has Tuesday.
Yeah, and they got quite a bit. They can be a pretty good team. I'm sure they're going to be a little streaky like we are right now, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes, too. It's just, you know, we kind of get thrown in the fire here and, you know, come out of it better because of it, hopefully.
When you get to this point, Coach, and you have a Tuesday game, you got to practice tonight, you got to practice tomorrow, and then you got a game on Friday. Is tonight kind of about Trenton getting Trenton better, and then do you kind of go more into what South Harrison has tomorrow night, or do you kind of just worry about yourself both nights?
You know, the biggest thing that we have to do now is we got to be a little bit smoother as a team. So, you know, I'm more of a John Wooden guy on these. That we're gonna go ahead and prepare that the things that we need to be good at. And, you know, we'd rather they'd be worried more about preparing for us, and we're not going to spend tons of time just going over stuff that they're doing. We got our own problems to deal with here at the high school level, so we'll mainly focus on what we got to do a better job on.
Z101.7 for Friday and for Tuesday. If you're looking at the schedule, you can always get that online, too, at kttnsports.com. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you at the gym Friday night.
Thanks, Tom.